In this bulletin, a major global outage affects Amazon, disrupting hundreds of platforms. Donald Trump and Anthony Albanese meet at the White House and sign a deal on critical minerals. And in football, a first World Cup win for Morocco. With the latest SBS News, I'm Ewa Kwan. Services are in the process of coming back online after hundreds of websites and apps were affected by a global outage. Snapchat, Reddit and chat app Signal are among the popular services affected, while in Europe, several major mobile phone operators, some UK banks, WhatsApp and Tinder were also impacted. Amazon's cloud services unit, AWS, says it's still experiencing significant error rates, and engineers are actively working on the problem. New York University cybersecurity expert Ed Amoroso says it could take some time before the root cause is identified.
Well, it's sort of like an airplane pilot when there's a little bit of problem. The first thing you do is fly the plane. So the first thing they need to do is get their arms around their systems and get them operational. Then at that point, you sort of, the pilot would say navigate, you make sure that you've got a good plan. And that's when you start to communicate out what the issues were, what the problems are. My guess is they're somewhere between getting their arms around this and then starting their plan for the fixes and for avoidance.
The turmoil is the largest internet disruption since last year's CrowdStrike malfunction, which disrupted technology systems in hospitals, banks, and airports, highlighting the vulnerability of the world's interconnected technologies. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has met United States President Donald Trump in Washington, D.C., with the pair signing a rare earths and critical minerals deal. Both countries have agreed to invest a combined $13 billion Australian dollars in critical minerals projects, including an immediate contribution of $1.5 billion each into Australian and US projects. Mr. Trump says the deal has been in negotiation for around 4 to 5 months.
In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them. They'll be worth about $2. But in the meantime, we're working with Australia and other countries. They're working with us, too, but other countries also on that. But we're really working on anything having to do with military protection, military ships, vehicles, guns, ammunition, everything.
President Trump has also agreed to honour and expedite the AUKUS security deal, which will supply nuclear-powered submarines to Australia. Gaza humanitarian aid delivery has restarted a day after Israel resumed a fragile ceasefire. There's a concern among Palestinians about how much aid Israel is letting into Gaza, a key part of the agreement. Palestinians, including women and children, queued outside a distribution centre in Khan Yunis to receive boxes of food and supplies. Rafat Al-Kara says he wishes aid packages were bigger or delivered more frequently.
It's not enough for anything. It's only enough for 4 or 5 days for a family of 6 people. If the aid package was bigger than this or even delivered weekly, it would be better. You can see how expensive prices are becoming, and we cannot afford to buy anything.
The next stages of the ceasefire are expected to focus on disarming Hamas, Israeli withdrawal from additional areas it controls in Gaza, and future governance of the devastated territory. An inquest has heard a 34-year-old Indigenous mother of three was sedated 4 times in 1 day by medical staff before dying of a toxic overdose. Miss Brogus suffered from schizophrenia and was in the grips of a psychotic episode in the days before she died. In an opening statement, the counsel assisting the Northern Territory coroner, Elizabeth Armitage, has alleged Miss Brogus was given so many drugs for sleeping that it caused her to stop breathing. The inquest will examine if the care provided by NT Health was appropriate and sufficient. And to sport, in football, Morocco has become the first Arab nation to win the Under-20 World Cup after beating Argentina 2-0 in the final in the Chilean capital, Santiago. Yasser Zabiri opened the scoring in the 12th minute and doubled Morocco's lead 17 minutes later from a close-range shot. Argentina, who holds the record with 6 titles, lost a final for the second time after their defeat by Brazil in 1983. The roar from the Morocco fans was deafening at the full-time whistle, as heard on FIFA's match commentary.
And there it is! What a story! It's Morocco's cup! It's Africa's cup!
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.